Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We got celebrity stylist and co-host of East Fashion Police, Brad Goreski, calling the show in about 20 minutes.
I wonder what can he do with this style.
You're looking right, Al. You're
what do you think he can do with this style?
You got your Blake Shelton hat, your Miley Cyrus sweatshirt.
Uh-huh. It's a good day.
Good day.
Uh-huh.
He'll call the show in about 20 minutes. Love Letters to Kelly is coming up. It's Wednesday. We'll have that for you in just over 30 minutes. And if you missed all the celebrity gossip, Kelly will catch you up with the Showbiz Top 5 in about an hour.
Cool.
We do that for you. But we got to get to the Jenna.
The Jenna?
The Jenna.
All right.
The Jenna here.
The Jenna had sort of kind of boyfriend, went on the trip. That ended.
Yeah.
Jenna's been living the single life.
Yeah, this single life is great.
It's so good, bro.
I've done Twitter, nothing.
Twitter. On Tinder.
And you got a, what was it, a message, email?
Yeah, I got a text message over the weekend, last week, actually, that was from my high school boyfriend. We don't ever really text, follow each other, you know, Facebook, online.
When was the last time you really talked to him before?
Actually talked to him? I mean, probably my college graduation.
Wow.
Because we went to the same, we both went to Miami of Ohio.
It's been that long?
But we dated senior year of high school, most of freshman year of college, and then broke up.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And did our own thing in college, you know? And we'd still see each other occasionally and say hi, but that was really the extent of it, you know? So, yeah, college graduation, that's the last time I've seen him other than liking each other's photos every now and then. We haven't spoken. So, got a text saying, I know this is really random, but I'm driving cross country from Cincinnati, Ohio to Carlsbad, California.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that, you know, if I swing through Dallas, maybe we could just go out to eat and catch up. I'm like, yeah, I'd love that.
Of course.
I can make it work. So, that night is tonight. Made reservations at my favorite restaurant in town.
Okay.
It's actually the restaurant that I prefer to go to on dates.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. But it's my favorite restaurant, and it's close to the new house that I'm renting that's still empty.
Oh, so it'll be convenient.
Well, I thought,
there's nothing there.
There's nothing in there.
Even better.
I just thought, you know, I'm just going to show them what's going on in my life, basically, because my current place is full of boxes. So
I just happen to have a blanket.
But then I'm realizing, as I told you guys this story, I was like, okay, why is he driving cross country? Like, is he?
He did seem out of the way where he's
headed. To go from Cincinnati to California. I think he is indeed going out of the way just to see me and catch up. But why is he driving cross country?
Because if he wanted to go from there to California,
he does not have to come.
He didn't have to go
far.
Yeah,
maybe it was his dream to travel the country and see parts of the country he's never seen.
Right. He's a lawyer, right?
Yeah, he is. He's an attorney. Yeah, he's an attorney. And so I was thinking, I don't even know why Eric's driving to Carlsbad, not flying. It's not a work trip. What's going on? So I thought yesterday, I don't know, Jenna, why don't you ask?
He's traveling pro bono. He's just doing it for free.
So I said, I totally forgot to ask, why are you driving cross country again? And this is what he says. I'm going to learn about rocks at the GIA. The GIA is the Gemological Institute of America. Okay. It's a 7-month program in Carlsbad. Decided to take my talents to my dad's company. I remember that Eric's dad owns the coolest, nicest jewelry store in Dallas. In Cincinnati, Ohio, I'm sorry. In Cincinnati, like when we grew up, it's a family business. His grandfather owned it. An awesome jewelry store. So he's obviously done with the law stuff. He's going to go to set for 7 months to study diamonds
to
so
study
he can
rocks?
Take over the jewelry company.
I got a cousin to sell rocks. He didn't go to school like
How
that.
How cool is that?
Yeah, he's giving up his law career.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't remember if his dad was an attorney as well, but he always said that he'd probably take over the family business one day, but that he wanted to do his own thing for a while in business. So I guess the law degree, I mean, I'm sure that helps you no matter what.
So he's driving here
So he's driving here
to see Jenna.
Just to flat out see you.
That. Nothing to do with the rocks.
Yeah, he just has time to get there before the program. So I think he's just...
How far is that out of the way?
9 hours.
Wow, Jenna! Ooh, that's a lot of pressure on you, girl.
He's about to drive all this way.
He's driving right now, probably.
He's got 7 months. He's going to be all in some cave looking at rocks. So, Jenna, this is up to you.
He's going to study rocks for 7 months.
It's up to you, Jenna, to make this 7 months fly by.
For real.
I want him to be thinking about you every night for 7 months.
I know. I've always said it would be not. He always got me really great jewelry.
He did?
Just
the connection.
I mean, just like senior year of high school, freshman year of college, little tiny pieces of jewelry, charm bracelets.
I still have all the jewelry that my little boyfriends gave me, the little cheap things. I don't care.
I don't know where mine is.
Sweet.
No, but he always had such good connections.
If you can find anything, you should wear it.
And wear it like I've always been wearing
it.
Yeah. Do you have it?
I don't know.
Oh yeah,
I really don't.
Man, you're gonna get such a
I'm
huge rock
with
from him.
Jewelry. Oh, I know, yeah. Right? That would be the one. His mom just always had the most beautiful
of
jewelry,
course she did.
And I wasn't even that into jewelry, but she was just like dripping.
Oh, this is it. Right? When somebody drives 9 hours to see you, Jenna, you got to bring it.
What does that mean? I got to bring it.
I'm just saying.
You know, this could be something nice.
If a dude buys you a drink,
I think it's great that he wants to catch up because I think it's awesome. I would like to do that
that far out of the way. I've gone home to visit, and somebody I've wanted to see wouldn't get up and drive across town.
Right.
Come see me because we're tired.
But he's probably just excited to get out there and he's driving and he has some time to kill.
Never been here before to the city?
I don't think so.
He's excited.
Dude, show it to him a little bit.
How am I going to? I mean, you guys, it's Wednesday.
If a dude walks across the bar and buys you a drink, you owe him at least 5-7 minutes of conversation.
Is that what the rule is?
I think it's
5 minutes. Of conversation.
You guys, I fully intend on having like a wine-filled 3-hour dinner with him because, I mean, he is still best friends with my best guy friends growing up, and I don't know anything about anyone anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be a long...
Are you shaving your legs?
They're going to be nice. I need to go.
I gave him 5 different hotel options.
Well, Hotel Jenna.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder which one he picks.
Yeah. You shaving your legs tonight?
You should.
Yeah, you got to just in case.
Just in case there's footsies under the table.
It's going to be kind of just a little chill in the air tonight, so you have to go somewhere for a walk.
A walk?
Oh, yeah, you can go on a walk.
You have to.
Dudes love walks.
I'm going to take him to my favorite restaurant.
And then go walking.
And then I'm going to take him. It's almost walkable from my new place.
He's going to give you his jacket. That's how you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
You guys.
When he gets into your empty house, you should have the song ready to go. Like, I want to rock.
What?
I want to rock.
Yeah.
That's your love-making song?
Yeah. Let him know you're ready.
Oh, you mean like a diamond rock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you mean rock?
Cut it off right there. I want to rock. Cut it. Let him know you're ready.
Well, you guys, I don't know what to expect. I remember him. You know, I'm sure he's a similar great guy, but I think I've probably changed a little bit too. But I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if we just
sparks,
you know,
if there's sparks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited.
Not even that, but it's just kind of interesting that we used to know each other so well. And now we don't know each other at all anymore.
It'll be very easy for him, since you don't have any furniture in your house, to throw you up against the wall and give you the Kelly move.
Let's be serious. I want this to be like really sweet and romantic connection.
How long is he going to be in town?
Tonight.
Just for the night?
He said he's going to wing it.
Okay, so that means
his deadline to be where he has to go.
Yeah.
You know?
But I have plans on Thursday.
Hey, Carlsbad, California is going to be there forever.
That's right.
Yeah, he's got 7 months
what
up there.
What happens if
those
day of class?
Those rocks aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're not going
for thousands of years, millions of years.
Yeah, rocks are going to stay there. Don't worry about those.
Is Carlsbad pretty?
Carlsbad is beautiful.
So maybe Jenna could go visit a little. Maybe just in the middle of to break up the monotony of his.
Jenna, you could drive with him to Carlsbad. They have Moonlight Beach.
We don't want her to leave the show.
Just to visit.
Yeah, I'd go visit. But this is also the thing. If he's moving back to Cincinnati, I loved growing up there, but I don't want to move back to Cincinnati.
No.
So if we really want to take it there.
But if you were doing Cincinnati right, you know what I mean?
Right. Like Rich.
Rich.
Yeah.
With a jewelry guy.
Yeah.
You get to go live in a cave for 7 months?
I could live anywhere if I'm doing it right.
So there's a chance, Jenna, that this date tonight could extend to a Valentine's Day date.
It
right?
Could.
There's a chance.
It he
could.
Won't stay that long. There's no way he'll stay that long.
Oh, you think Carl's bad?
He might stay an extra day.
No, I can't. I got plans on Valentine's Day.
Mm. You think Carl's bad?
Eric's bad.
Why? I just booked a wax.
You might want to have to fast forward.
You might want to bump that wax up.
Bump it up to 2 o'clock today, baby.
Yeah.
What time does he get here on the road? I mean, what time does he arrive?
No, he has a 9-hour drive today.
Has he already left?
He was gonna. I don't know. He's in Kansas City or something.
Text him. Say, have you left yet?
Can't wait.
I gotta work out. I have some stuff to do. We're just gonna. I made 7:30 dinner reservation. That is when Jenna's ready.
Can we call him?
Do you think you're gonna roll in?
Yeah, let's call him and ask him where he's at.
Okay.
Put a GPS on his car.
We're gonna help Jenna.
He's gonna not even end up coming.
We'll put it on Kid TV. We could trace it. You know, trace his little.
Oh, like the little GPS tracker, like when Santa Claus is coming.
Yeah.
Somebody from Kid Nation did the trip from Cincinnati, Ohio to Carlsbad, California. For him to swing by our hometown, It's only adding an hour to his trip if he would have taken any other route.
Well, it depends on which way he's going.
Still
he might not
hour.
Know that route.
He didn't because I know that he's coming from somewhere else. I think maybe he went to see another ex-girlfriend in another city on the way here.
Ex-girlfriend world tour.
Maybe it is ex-girlfriend tour.
I think it's romantic.
What if he brings
a
girl?
I'm excited.
He's not bringing a girl.
Eric, if you have a girl in your car, drop her off right now.
Yeah, he ain't bringing a girl.
This is Jenna Owens' trip right here.
Oh man, buddy. You guys. I'll let you know tomorrow how it goes.
I know. You might be running a little bit late tomorrow.
Oh, my wife and I might be going to the same restaurant you're going to tonight.
Since when?
Since now.
Oh, my God.
We could all sit together.
Wouldn't that be funny if all of us were sitting in the corner table?
Jenna!
Our menus.
What are you doing here?
Then we all
sit down with her.
No, we have to stare at her from across the room.
Yeah.
That makes it more awkward.
Yeah. That's why Jenna wouldn't tell us what restaurant she's going to. Celebrity stylist and co-host of East Fashion Police, Brad Goreski. The girls are excited about this guy calling the show. He's calling the show next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, we got a
only 5 minutes.
Through
okay,
this.
You guys. I have a lot of questions.
Is he on?
Hold on. He's about to be on. Kelly Raspberry.
We only have 5 minutes. We got so much.
Five.
I know you want to talk to Brad.
Brad,
he's on
5 minutes.
He's on the phone right now.
Okay, let's
Brad Goreski, how you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, Brad, we're in a panic because we were just told we only have 5 minutes with you.
What is with guys? We never get enough time.
I know.
I'll let you guys have Brad real quick, but I just want to say, Brad, that you and I, Jenna showed me this, we put the hairspray on the same way.
Oh, my God.
Oh, your Instagram
really,
video.
Like, a long sweep right across the hairline.
Yeah, and pretty fierce.
Yeah, very fierce.
Yeah.
Well, we need a lot of hairspray.
Yeah, we do.
Hey, Brad, to ask one male fashion question because we really care about women's fashion more. I'm sorry. But is the baby blazer still in? Because JC insists that baby blazers are here to stay.
Fitted blazers.
Baby
Brad.
Blazers.
They are. I'm wearing one right now. I can barely bend my arm.
See?
But what is the rule with where the cuff should touch on your hands? Is it at the knuckles? Where is it on the wrist?
Well, mine are always a little short. I like to show a little bit of the cuff of my shirt. So I like to go a tiny bit shorter.
Brad,
okay.
Brad, I don't say this very often, but thank you.
You're kind of a slim dude, though. What about the guy that's like 200 pounds? Like
yeah,
JC kind of works. Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, no matter what your shape or your size, you should always wear the things that make you happy. So.
Well,
if you want to wear a baby suit, then you should go for it.
Thank you, Brad.
Just make sure it fits properly.
It fits properly.
Exactly. You should. It's all about tailoring. It's always all about tailoring.
I'll send you a picture, Brad.
Well, Brad, those of us who love fashion are so excited about award season being upon us right now. And I'm really curious because you have a tough job. You know, you have to be real, honest, and candid about what you think about celebrities' fashion. But what celebrity, I mean, who are you always most excited to see at this time of year on the red carpet? Like, for me, it's Rihanna when she's making appearances, even if she's a disappointment. But who are you most excited about every time this comes around?
Well, now we have Grammys coming up on Monday, and I'm a big Swiftie, so I'm really excited to see what Taylor Swift is going to do.
She always looks great.
I'm tried and true.
Have you ever dressed her? Have you ever styled her?
I have not. She's one person she works with a really great stylist named Joseph that I know, and they're super tight and work magic together. So I would just be happy to see her in concert.
Are you dressing anyone for the Grammys that we need to watch for?
I actually have Kaylee Cuoco is a client of mine from Big Bang Theory, and she's presenting, and her outfit is dazzling. That's all I have to say.
All right.
Okay, so she's dazzling. The one to look for. That's Brad's hands all over that.
Brad, dude question. If they don't like what you put them in, do they still have to pay you?
Well, here's the thing. They always love what I put them in.
There you go.
I like that.
That's why they keep coming back.
I've always said the new stars, the new starlets, they often try to get on the worst dress list just so they're being talked about. Is that true?
Well, that is definitely not my plan of attack. if that's their game plan and it works for them, amazing. But I think we're actually seeing, you know, a lot of new stars, movie stars, Brie Larson, Alicia Vikander, Saoirse Ronan on the red carpet, who are absolutely killing it and playing the fashion spot on this season. So I prefer their kind of game plan.
Awesome.
Can I ask a super insider question? It might be one of those secrets you're not allowed to divulge, but I am so curious. It's deep. I'm so curious. Like, when J-Lo in particular wears these low-cut dresses, or even a Kim Kardashian, and they still manage to have some sort of invisible bra. I know they're not wearing a strapless bra. What are they wearing to get that kind of cleavage any undergarment? Because us girls need to know that secret.
Well, there are a couple things that we do. They're called cutlets, like little, we call them cutlets. They look like little tiny chicken cutlets.
Right.
But they're made out of plastic. And, mm-hmm. I spend a lot of my time around cleavage. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, that's a good job, Brad.
Me too, Brad.
That's a good job.
We went. I feel like ours are a little different, though.
Yeah. It could be.
You're actually working.
Whatever works for you,
Okay, that. I'm going to look into this.
Brad, we also want to ask you about the $10,000 worth of wardrobe picked by you, plus your supply of your favorite beverage. How can we win that?
Well, I've partnered with Diet Coke for their It's Mine campaign. They have created millions of unique bottles, and what Diet Coke fans can do is they can enter the It's Mine sweepstakes by taking a picture of themselves styled in their best look and holding one of the unique limited edition bottles. Mm-hmm. They can hashtag It's Mine sweepstakes for a chance to win $10,000 of must-haves that I've hand-selected and a year's supply of Diet Coke.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Man.
$10,000 worth of must-haves. Give me one thing I must have for spring.
Color. You need lots of color. What are you wearing right now?
Black.
I wear black all the time. See, that's why I asked you. So you can update that look with just, a little accessory with some color or some print and pop a little bit out there in the world. But you know what? You guys pop so much already on the radio. I think you've got it covered.
Oh, Brad, you are sweet.
You sound colorful.
I want Brad to come in here and hang out with us.
I know.
I'm disappointed this wasn't in person.
You're super fun.
Tell me one quick thing before we have to let you go. You have some almond chocolate thumbprint cookies on your website. Is that your brand of cookie?
You know what? I make those for my boyfriend at least once a week. I bake for stress relief. My grandmother taught me how to bake, and those cookies are delicious. I'm just going to tell you.
They look like it, man.
Wow, Brad.
When I come and hang out with you guys in studio, I'll bring some cookies, and I'll also bring some Diet Coke.
All right, we're going to make it happen.
Thank you.
And bring me some of those cutlets.
Yeah, cookies and cutlets.
I want you to show me exactly how it's done.
Make sure you catch.
Oh, my God. I would, with pleasure.
Make sure you catch Brad on Fashion Police returning February 1st. Thank you so much,
Brad. Back. It's February.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it already came back. I'm
sorry. February 1st is over, babe. Be back.
I'm in the past, Brad. I apologize.
February 16th.
It's award season.
February 16th.
Awesome. We're excited. Okay. I can't wait.
Thanks, all right, Brad.
Take it easy.
Thanks again.
Bye, Brad.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Just realized we've had a lucky love week.
A lucky love week?
Lucky love week. Kelly had a date yesterday.
Yeah.
Jenna's got one tonight. Al still has his girlfriend. I still got my wife.
Yeah, that's a lucky love.
We're all in a good place right now.
Rolling in strong for Valentine's Day.
For me, I'm looking at it more as like a warm-up, because this is someone old that I know, and there's no pressure. It's just a friend.
It's old, but it's kind of new
old
still.
Friend. You guys are calling it a date. I'm just saying it's catching up with an old friend.
It'll
give me some good practice.
It's a date.
I need practice.
I need cardio. Practice.
Like, I need practice.
Yes.
Josh wrote us on the text. You can always text the show, 800-543-3548. Dr. Girlfriend headed to Detroit. Jenna's Eric headed to Carlsbad, California. Sounds like it's becoming the JC and Kelly Raspberry in the Morning Show. They're not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
Al's staying.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
It's too cold in the D for Al in Detroit.
I can't handle that.
And Jenna.
And I got no water.
Jenna says it's not a date.
It's not a date. It's catching up.
I think it's good not to put a lot of pressure on it. Just let it see what unfolds.
See what happens.
I've been thoroughly disappointed by my love life in the last few years. So, like, at this point, whatever.
I'm going to wait
to be, like, swept off my feet.
That's some solid advice right there from Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah. Good advice
She's
sometimes.
You'll get some more right now when we get into
love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Oh, there's so many good ones. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
That.
I am.
I've been seeing this guy for over a year now, and because of past relationships, I have a fear of being emotionally cheated on. Throughout our relationship, I've had my suspicions and have called him out on them, only to be assured that there is no one else. I chalk this up to paranoia and have been working on it until he tells me that he's been seeing another woman for the entirety of our relationship.
Oh. Yeah.
He claims that his relationship with her is only a financial one.
Financial.
And the relationship will end once he is back on his feet. I know how much he struggles financially, being the primary income for his child, parents, and two siblings, and I know what it's like to have to rely on a sugar to make ends meet. Every part of me wants to be understanding, but it's been over a year of lies. I don't know what to do. Please help. Kitten, move on.
He lied to you for a year.
Yeah, but it's for financial reasons, Kelly.
But he lied.
A little gigolo.
And he's relying on a sugar mama.
Oh my God, a sugar mama.
It.
Yeah,
he's got a sugar mama.
Gotta be. And are you saying that's your only option? It's him or nothing? That's what everybody thinks.
Yeah.
This is what I have, and I don't want to be alone, so I'd rather put up with this because there's nobody else.
Yeah.
Every time I've ended a relationship or a relationship's ended with me, I feel the same way. I'm never going to find anybody else. But you always do.
You do, yeah.
Sometimes you go through a little dry spell, and it might take months.
Shout out. Yeah.
But sometimes you can just turn the next corner, but you're not leaving yourself open to the possibility of something great because you're putting up with something crappy.
Enjoy your dry spell. Enjoy your dry moment.
Stop with the paranoia. Give everybody the benefit. It's hard.
Kid used to give me grief
about you should do background checks on people. I was like, no, I want to do the benefit of the doubt until they give me a reason to prove otherwise.
Yeah.
He's giving you a reason.
He can't even take care of himself.
Why would you want
you?
That? Yeah.
That should be number one.
I want a man that can stand up and take care of business.
Yes.
There you go, Kelly.
Man.
Sugar mama.
You like to take care of business last night?
I wish I could. I wish I would have, and I've said this multiple times, I wish I could have figured out the game to have somebody be my sugar daddy. I've never been able to do that.
The sugar daddy game? What about the guy with the ponytail on the limo back in the day?
Well,
with the wife that was in the coma, but she wasn't
that
really.
That could have been, but I mean, he just came to town and was trying to hit on a little 24-year-old ignorant girl like me.
Yeah.
And he took me to dinner and stuff, but I mean, he didn't buy me things and pay my rent and buy me fancy shoes and purses and stuff and take me on trips. There are girls that know the system.
Yeah.
You've been sitting next to a potential sugar daddy for the last few years.
Yeah, right here. Right in front of you.
He's
right in front of you, Kelly.
I know, right? And now I feel like I've passed my
But see, Kelly, you can't. Nobody can be a sugar daddy for you because you're rich.
I say that in jest.
I know
what
she means,
though.
I'm not going to poor mouth.
It's different.
I've been all spectrums of income, even when I was working three jobs, you know, and going to school full time. I was working three jobs, but I always paid my own way.
But understand,
I don't understand. I wish I had a guy that say, let me help you out with your light bill this month, baby. Nobody's ever offered
you
that.
When guys are like, oh, hey, here, take my credit card and go buy yourself something fancy to
wear.
Like, where do these
people
come
from? Who's done that for me? My dad did that.
Yeah. You'll eventually get a guy like that, though.
My dad's like, go buy yourself. You need to buy you something.
I don't know if I want a guy like that, though.
Well, you know what? If a guy offers, though, and I think I'm speaking for most guys.
I will take it. If a guy offers, I will take it. I'm just saying.
He's not necessarily trying to be a sugar daddy, but a guy wants to be able to do nice stuff for his woman or a girl that he's courting to be his woman.
He wants to be Prince Charming.
Yeah, the guy wants to be the guy on the white horse that comes in and does cool things or rescue, whatever.
But I don't need rescuing, and that's the problem.
I do.
You need a sugar daddy.
I do. You know what? I've been too independent for too long. See how well that's worked for me? I need rescuing. I'm gonna put a jar outside.
Oh, don't worry.
Oh, they got bar rescue.
I got a tip jar.
Eric's driving from Cincinnati. Yeah. He's on his way, rescue. Jenna. Rescuing you.
Oh, you got bar rescue, so why not have girl
does
rescue?
Does a sugar daddy have to be older? Maybe I could find a sugar daddy my own age.
You don't have to.
Sugar daddy's just somebody who takes care of you.
Man, if I have to get older at this point.
I don't want money being held over my head, though.
But it does feel
tried
good.
It. I'd like to try it once.
Have you felt like a sugar mama at times?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I mean, a couple times. You date, you know, especially when you try to date younger, because that's what everybody's like, you're a cougar and stuff. But like Jennifer Lopez says, are you actively pursuing younger men? No. But that was who was asking me out.
Boom.
So my choice was to stay at home and do nothing or
to go out with the guys.
Go out with a guy who can't afford to take me out where I want to go.
Hey, you want to go to White Castle for a burger?
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been in a relationship.
What was that girl's letter now? I don't even remember. Break up with him. That was my advice.
Yeah,
break up with him. Break up with him.
Yeah, we got off on a tangent.
Yeah.
Our bad. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been in a relationship for a month now. It's been going really great. He gave me a key to his place.
After a month?
I even met his dad and stepmom. His family and I got along great. Everything really seemed wonderful and perfect. All right. So one night, while lying in bed, I got up the courage to tell him I love him.
Oh, boy.
He paused, took a deep breath, and told me, I really like you, too.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do, so I rolled on over the other way. I'm mortified. This never happened to me before. What do I do? Do I back off and give him space? Do I pretend like nothing happened? Or try to pretend because it's actually kind of painful? I need your help, please. Emma.
Emma. Part of me says pretend like it never happened and just keep, because I mean, y'all are moving really fast and sometimes it works. Hey, this time a year ago, I was bullet train, you know, and I knew it was going too fast, but I was doing it anyway and it flames out.
You're living in the moment. It's fine.
You live in the moment. You said something in the moment. Part of me wants to say just ignore it and keep enjoying the fun of where you are. But if you want to have a serious conversation, just say, you know, it's been a month. I'm just kind of curious.
No, ignore it.
That's why I was talking it out, and I decided now I'm going with my original answer of don't say anything, just then let him bring it up.
Act like it never, ever
And then
happened.
Let him bring it up. And maybe with Valentine's coming up, he might.
It didn't happen.
Because he knows now.
It did not happen. And don't ask, where is this going in a month? Or
you know what? I had this happen.
Or three.
A few it's been a few guys ago, so I'm not going to bust anybody. But I accidentally said,
it slipped.
I love you. And as soon as I said it, I slapped my hand over my mouth. And I can't believe it just popped out. And so for like the next week or so, I kept trying to say, well, bye, I love you. Bye, I love you. And it's so wrong. So finally I told him, I said, I can't say I love you anymore because I said it was an accident when I said it and I'm not there yet. So if it's okay, I'm going to stop saying I love you.
You took back.
Are you talking to you or talking to yourself?
Because every time, because he said I love you too. I'm like, oh crap.
Well, he felt.
And then I felt bad because every time I said it, I just like I love you. Oh, I should have said that. So finally, after about a week, I said, I feel horrible, but I wish I hadn't have said that. So I'm not going to say that anymore.
I've done it before.
And we didn't date much longer after that
because
it was really bad.
The mistaken, I love you. Oh, I've done it.
It happens all the time when you start dating. I heard, and you're hanging up the phone. And you're just used to saying, okay, love you.
I say it to my family all the time. Bye, I love you. Yeah. And all the time. It's just part of our vernacular. And I've slipped up.
But how do you take it back?
You
do,
awkwardly.
Hey, stop saying I love you.
Just stop saying it. But then I was trying to say, well, let me try it on and see how I feel.
I know I said I love you, but.
Like
it.
So act like nothing happened, Kelly.
My advice is act like nothing happened.
Okay, cool.
Love letters.
Oh, God.
Love letters to Kelly.
We're on fire today.
He's like, you have all the time in the world. Answer all right now. We're going to run out of time.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating this guy. In fact, he's the first guy that I ever met in college. We've been together for over 5 years. I have wedding fever really bad, but he wants to wait another 3 or 4 years just to get engaged. I'm trying to make major career decisions that would mean I would have to move away. So do I stay with my forever boyfriend or do I do what's right for my career? Ashley.
At this point, Ashley, that's hard to say because you have invested a lot of time. The non-emotional romantic part of me says, take care of your career.
Yeah.
And if he sees that you're actually leaving, that might scare him into putting a ring on it. Yeah. And then you have to make the decision, do I really want to stay behind? You know, some people move for their loved one. Kenzie moved for JC, and that worked out. It could have gone the other way.
It could have.
I would just live your life, stay on.
You got to, man.
Intellectually, I'm telling you to keep pursuing your career. Because what if 2-3 years from now, he still hasn't put a ring on it and he's starting to feel like, oh, I don't feel the same way. That could very well happen.
Sure.
Just because you've been together 5 years, trust me, does not guarantee you're going to end up
together.
It could
be
over in an instant.
Before y'all got married?
We dated 7.5 years.
Yeah.
And got married, and it didn't.
But
we
you
didn't
had to get married
it.
To get divorced.
Didn't make it 3. So I mean, you need to go ahead and take care of yourself, and don't. I can't. It breaks my heart when I see girls throw away careers, hoping that this is going to work out.
And it's different because when my girlfriend, my wife now, when she moved out here, she was still studying. So
she
it's
didn't
not like
have
she
a
had
career
an,
going on.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's different where you are in your life.
Yeah, like now. For me personally, I've
you
done
couldn't.
It before. I moved for a guy, but I didn't have anything going on.
Exactly.
And I was like, I'll get a job here.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find a job. And then we broke up. But now, after building something,
no,
I wouldn't.
It
move.
Depends on where you are in your life. And if you, if you've got a career opportunity, I'd take it and then see how he reacts.
There you go. There you go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
We got one more.
Come on.
Yeah. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My work BFF's husband
has been hitting on my married sister on Snapchat, a.k.a. Cheater's Paradise. My sister told me he has been liking all of her stuff on Instagram and Facebook for weeks, but he took it too far on Snapchat, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
Should I tell my work BFF about this, say nothing, or confront her husband? I see her every single day at work. To make things worse, my work BFF is always singing her husband's praises. For reference on ages, we are all late 20s to mid-30s. Thanks, Kelly, Brittany.
Can you block someone on Snapchat? Why is the sister allowing this man who's married? We need a Snapchat expert, but unfortunately,
Elena!
She hasn't made it to work.
Oh, she's not at work.
You can block.
Elena says. Okay, oh, first thing you need to do is tell your sister. I see your double fingers. first of all, you need to tell your sister to block that man, that pervy man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you tell your work BFF? There's a difference between a BFF and a work BFF.
What's the difference?
Work BFF, if you change jobs, that BFF goes away.
Okay.
That happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your work BFF, Kelly?
Oh, gosh. I guess Al, right?
Thank you, Kelly.
So you wouldn't be friends with him if you didn't work here?
We never see each other again.
We probably wouldn't. That's no lie. I mean, I'm not ashamed to say it.
We probably would. We have two different lives.
Okay.
Kelly's out in the suburbs with the mommies.
I love Al,
and he knows that. But, I mean, too, if we didn't see each other every day at work, when would we see each other?
Never.
Gosh, social media is the death.
I would say not to say anything. I'd tell your sister to block him.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say anything.
The only time I say something is if it's absolutely one of my best friends.
Yes.
You know, you got to reserve that, I think, for the closest of friendships, because things can downward spiral
very
really
quickly.
And you got to be willing to be like, okay, this is my best friend in the world, you know?
Yeah.
Because it might affect, you might lose a friend over it, but that's, you know, if it's my best girlfriend, it's worth it to tell her.
And he will twist it, and he will make it somehow your sister's fault and your fault, and you'll be the one out.
He's probably doing it to other women, too.
Yeah, he'll get caught. I firmly believe cheaters get caught, but you don't always have to be the one
to do it.
To bust them. Yeah. I'd have a different answer if this was your lifelong best friend and not a work best friend.
If you can't block him, just get off of Snapchat for at least a little bit.
She said you can block him.
Yeah, you can block him.
Okay.
Why is she still letting this guy send her stuff?
Maybe she's into it.
She likes the attention.
Maybe she's into it.
Mm-hmm.
Two-way street.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to kidnation.com. We have it set up for you right there. Write it. We'll read it. Kelly solves it for you.
Boom.
We'll have them all set to go again next week, same time.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Earlier on the show, Jenna told us that, you know, her dude, Eric,
her dreamy Eric
is driving down here. They have a date tonight, but it's not a date.
It's not a date. We're catching up. Old friends.
Dude, nine-hour drive.
Yeah.
I know. He's on his way.
The Kid Nation wants to know what outfit you're going to wear on the date or not the date.
Yeah.
What outfit am I going to wear? Okay, you know what? Honestly.
How short is it going to be? How short is the skirt?
I don't do that. I don't overdress for dates. I think it's very important whether it's an old friend or, you know, because he knows me. So, and he sees my photos, so he knows what I look like, obviously. But I think you should always underdo it a little bit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, not go too much makeup, too much whatever. But you guys, I have this particular sweater. I've worn it here before. You've seen it. It's become my first date sweater. When I go on dates, when it's not summer.
Yeah.
And I call it my slutty conservative. Because it's a turtleneck, but it's slit in the top.
Oh, I remember this.
The black one.
Yeah.
And it's really cute. It's stretchy and it's black and it's like a really sexy material and soft.
Okay.
But it still looks like, it's like, I don't really care. I want to be comfy, but like boobs, you know?
Boobs, yeah.
So it's a turtleneck and then it's slit open at the top.
I say you wear that one.
And then I wear it with like black jeans or leather pants or something.
Gotta show the twins, girl.
Speaking of fashion, Jenna and I got to watch Zoolander last night.
You're Derek Zoolander. I freaking worship you, man.
It's been years in the making.
When does it come out?
I think.
This weekend? Next
This Friday. Yeah, this Friday it comes out.
Okay. Really? How was it, man?
Let me double check.
Jenna and I have different opinions on it. We went with a few people from work.
Okay.
I personally loved it.
Okay.
I may have loved it too much. I may have been the
you got to be in the mood for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Theater's packed.
Yeah.
And four different times throughout the movie, dead silence after a dumb joke's delivered, and I hear, just JC. I'm with that
because you go to a movie like that to laugh, and if you know, even if it's something stupid, it's like, ha!
It opens Friday, by the way, it does.
It's gotta be, it's the worst when you're the only one that laughs at the joke because nobody else laughed.
I'll tell you, there's definitely a few laugh out loud moments. My thing is, it's stupid. It's, you know, it's Zoolander. You know, the comedy is stupid. I was a little disappointed with the writing, as dorky as that sounds, like not as quotable as the first one.
Yeah.
Which guys should be concerned about. The star power in this movie, though, is like, whoa, you know, just so many huge A-listers, like too many to count. You probably miss a lot. Great performances by Kristen Wiig, people from SNL, Will Ferrell. I mean, Bieber's in it.
You're a
so
smart
many.
Movie person, though, Jenna.
Yeah, you like smart movies.
You guys,
you do. Like Inception
and stuff. I'm not saying it in a bad way, but I do.
Like Inception and stuff.
Like that one.
Yeah.
I do. I take that as a compliment. But yeah. I love that Kevin Hart, Will Ferrell, Get Hard movie.
I mean,
I do like dumb comedies. Mm-hmm. I'm always waiting for one. This one, after 10 years, I would just think some of the jokes would be better. Same kind of joke. Like, they're just really dumb.
Justin Thoreau wrote the movie. That's Jennifer Aniston's
He's in it.
Husband.
Yep.
He's in it.
I'm okay with the stupid movie, to be honest. I mean, as long as it's not. They can be too stupid.
Without the celebs, though, it would have been weak.
Listen, it's a movie where you shut off whatever's going on in your life and just go in there and laugh.
I'm totally
It's that
every
kind of movie.
Every huge fashion designer's in the movie, which is awesome. I don't want to name them all, but it's so exciting.
What do you want to know?
No.
Oh, these are surprises. I may have seen like one preview on it.
I'll tell you this, though. The person, I don't know if you agree with me on this, Jenna, to watch out for in this movie if you go watch it is this guy named Kyle Mooney from Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
He has a huge role in the movie.
He was ridiculously hilarious in the
He's
movie.
A new fashion designer,
you know.
You've seen him on SNL because he does the California.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kinda.
He's so condescending but nice at the same time. It's the funniest dude in
so
the movie.
So I think guys will enjoy it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it for about an hour, and then I was kind of like, oh, man. Okay. You know, I was ready.
Okay. Yeah.
But you liked it,
Jesse.
I loved it.
All right.
I loved it.
And our office was split. Ryan didn't like it. Nick liked it. So
I thought Ryan's from Kid TV. I thought he would like it, but he didn't. Jimmy Fallon, he gave us the pros and cons of Valentine's Day. Remember, it's this weekend, fellas.
Yep.
He gave us the pros and cons last night.
Oh, this is hit or miss.
Okay.
Pro, it's a day to spend with the one you love most of all. Con, or as Donald Trump calls that, me time.
Really?
I love you, me. Pro, giving your crush a candy heart that says, I love you. Con, getting one back from her that says, new heart, who dis?
Wow.
I never saw that one.
Modern.
Everything's modern now. Pro, you and your girlfriend's love story got featured on a TV show.
Oh.
Con, Dateline NBC.
That's not good.
It's a good show, though.
But it found the courts.
Pro, giving someone a Valentine that says, from your secret admirer. Con, which is another more romantic way of saying from your stalker. There, that's it.
All right.
I haven't been this
excited.
All right. Well,
I'm just thinking about
it. I said hit or miss.
Yeah, I was just thinking that made me think of, I haven't bought anything. I haven't.
And you've been telling us.
Yeah, I've been.
To
I've
be
been,
on top of it.
To go on trips.
Yeah.
And this is your last Valentine before the big move.
Yeah.
Yeah, my girlfriend's moving.
Dr. Girlfriend!
To Detroit in late June. And,
this should be the biggest Valentine's Day you guys have.
I better do something pretty quick, huh? We're going on a group dinner.
Oh.
I was invited. We were invited.
Yeah.
You just say, this is what you say. Listen.
Take charge, Al.
It's my last Valentine's with my girlfriend for 3 years. Possibly ever.
I want to take her out by myself. Well, what we'll do is we'll go with the group Friday, and maybe we'll go by ourselves on Saturday.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. If Friday. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The group thinks Friday?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh. Yes, you absolutely have to do something Saturday.
Okay. Or Sunday, day.
Yeah, but Sunday's hard.
Oh, and he can't because he's got male strippers coming to his bar.
Acknowledge it. A nice present. A dinner.
Yeah. We got the male. They're not strippers. They're male reviewed dancers.
Do they remove their clothes?
The shirts, yes. And I guess the pants.
Stripping.
But they'll have on under things.
Yeah.
They're not completely nude.
Yeah, they're not naked. It's like burlesque, but it's guys.
Male dancers don't get naked.
You make it sound so classy.
Yeah.
Well, I always do stuff for guys. Like, you know, I bring in girls that do whatever. So I thought I'd do something for the girls. So, yeah.
You know, girls have tassels when they do the burlesque. What if guys had tassels down there?
Or like a sock.
Oh, my.
Things I think about sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We wouldn't stop laughing. That's what would happen. It'd become a comedy review.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Whatever you like.
Wow. It's about you right here, Kid Nation. We call it Whatever Wednesday. So if you miss something from the show and you hear us talk about it, and you're like, wait, why'd that happen?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
We got you. Bring it up. We'll answer those questions for you.
Whatever you like.
We threw a topic out there if you want to give us this. What would you want us to give up for Lent?
Sure.
It could be something we do on the show or something we do in our regular lives.
Whatever.
Because we're struggling with that. At least I am, for sure.
Okay.
Like this text we got. By the way, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548. Call or text that number.
Okay.
Call or text that number.
And then you can also call us.
Yeah.
I don't know when I'm supposed to say it anymore. It's confusing.
I just say it. It's fine. For Lent, have JC not use the Dr. Girlfriend button. This one.
Dr. Girlfriend.
Yeah, okay.
I can do that.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's up to you.
Which means the only one I can use is this one.
Dr. X Girlfriend.
That's right. So, you gotta be very specific.
You gotta be very specific. I could do that for you, though.
All right.
But Big Al Mac, I think you may be able to help out Liz here.
Okay.
Liz is in a long-distance relationship, and she needs some help for this weekend. Hi, Liz.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Liz?
Good.
You have a question for Whatever Wednesday?
Yes. I'm in a long-distance relationship. I've been dating this guy for about 5 months. We're really good friends to begin with, and then we just kind of started having feelings for each other, and I ended up moving away, and so I need some ideas for, like, Valentine's Day, what to do for him.
So you're not going to see each other for Valentine's Day, correct?
Correct.
Oh, boy.
You can have, like, a bouquet of beer or something delivered to him at work.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. A beer bouquet.
Or meat bouquet.
A meat bouquet is actually pretty cool if he likes meat.
There's, like, specialty fun things online that you can have delivered to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Strip-a-gram.
No.
I mean, he can't see you, so you might as well, you know. Let's see.
Long-distance Valentine's is
extremely
tough. It's kind of tough. Yeah, that's really tough.
Have him something delivered to work that's kind of funny and cute.
That'll make him think about
serious.
You.
Because roses or something would be kind of weird.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking I can get my Saturday and Sunday off this weekend.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if showing up, though, would be like
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
How long has he been away again?
It'll be 5 months.
5 months.
In like 2 weeks.
I wouldn't be happy if someone I dated long distance showed up because I've got things, I've got plans.
Yeah.
I've made, you know, I might, I'm sure not everybody feels the same way, but I remember somebody wanted to surprise me by showing up one time and my friend talked him out of it. Like, Kelly's got so much going on that if you showed up.
How about this?
Right. Was that we're doing anything bad? We're not
busy.
Good on girls that pop up.
Yeah. Right? It might be a little, kind of psycho.
Yeah, we're not doing anything bad necessarily, but that's not good.
You could broach the subject, like, if I was able to get a couple days off, would you like me, you know, bring that up?
Okay.
And don't make it a surprise.
Right.
I'm not saying don't go, but just don't surprise them by going.
Right.
Okay.
And going down to see him would be great.
That's a great, just bring it up to him, yeah.
Yeah.
Say, that's your gift. Do you want that? And then his answer should be yes. that would be the correct
Thanks
answer.
For calling. Happy Valentine's
Happy
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Liz. Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't know how to do that
one. Yeah, sorry, I wasn't much help there.
Jenna needs some information from you here.
Okay.
Planning my husband's birthday, and we want the name of the hotel resort you stayed at in the Bahamas with the pigs that they had on The Bachelor this past week.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Okay, I'm going to let you know. It's like when I went, a year and a half ago, it was sold out way in advance, and I just snuck in for a few days over Christmas. But it's small. It's not a resort. It's called the Staniel K Yacht Club.
Okay.
Staniel K is the only place on this little tiny island you can stay to be closest to the pigs. There's other, you can take a boat for like half an hour from Atlantis or wherever, you know, the big islands in the Bahamas to get there. But if you want to be literally swimming distance from the pigs, it's the Staniel K Yacht Club.
Right.
And it is one of my favorite places in the world.
Okay.
So hopefully you can get in on that. I recommend it.
There you go.
Good deal.
We have a cool text here from Angela. She's her birthday was yesterday. And she gets to go see Ellen DeGeneres next week.
Yeah.
Cool. So basically, she gets to spend her birthday with Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, Don't touch her.
When she's dancing, have fun, Angela. Happy belated birthday.
That's fun.
That's cool. We should all go to the Ellen show.
I wouldn't mind. I really like
Ellen
a lot. Yeah.
That would be, we did Jimmy Fallon last year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could do one every year and go see Ellen.
Yeah. You're the boss man. Make that happen.
Question for Big Al Mac.
Yes.
On Whatever Wednesday. What happened with the bar in Mexico?
And
are you opening up another one?
The beer bucket Well, after 8 years, they didn't renew my lease in Mexico, and they rented it to someone else. They offered me the upstairs portion of the bar. I didn't want the upstairs without the downstairs. That was stupid to me. So that's what happened. Am I opening up another one in Mexico? Probably not.
Yeah.
Am I opening up one other in somewhere else? Maybe. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned.
Are you going to franchise one day, Al?
Probably not. Okay. I don't know. I won't rule that out, actually.
Okay. This one's with the giving up for Lent.
Okay.
And I think this one would be pretty good, Al.
Okay.
Kathleen thinks you should give up shaving your head for Lent.
Please. No, you don't want that.
What would that look like?
You don't want that.
Well, it wouldn't have a lot growing in.
No.
But you
where it would grow in.
Yeah, would it be like a...
It'd be the bozo
would
thing.
It be like a horseshoe?
Okay. it'd be the bozo thing.
Like the clown.
The bozo. Man, I love that, though.
It'd be the bozo thing. You know, I'm
Mugatu, JC.
Mugatu.
You'd be like the black Mugatu.
My daddy, rest his soul, he had like 5 hairs right here in the front portion of the crown of his head.
Mm-hmm.
Or I
like
guess,
a little cupid doll.
Yeah, like 5 little hairs right there. And he loved those little hairs. And the rest was like bald right behind there, and then he had hair on the sides and back. And so I get it, you know, I get it honest. But no, you don't want that. Trust me.
See, I always heard
it's not a good look.
I always heard guys get the baldness from the mom side of the family.
Not in my case.
But you got it from your daddy.
Not in my case. My mom's got a full head of hair.
Huh. This one's for Jenna. Why did Jenna get arrested at the Allman Brothers concert? Because she had a tube top and a miniskirt?
Yeah, that's exactly why. Actually, I was inappropriately dressed with a group of friends. We were 14, 15 years old.
You were arrested by the fashion police?
Fashion police. And we asked an older gentleman to buy us beer. We had four beers between 10 people. And we were all way underage. And
oh, boy.
The cops were undercover and noticed us sticking out like a sore thumb because of the way we were dressed at an Allman Brothers concert.
Yeah.
And they had no choice but to arrest only the ones who were holding the beers at that moment. I actually hadn't even taken a drink or anything. We were just getting them to share in
a group.
Minor
in possession, baby.
I remember yelling at the cop because he wrote down that my skirt was ivory and it was white, and I was very upset that he wrote down the wrong color. Wow. I had a black tube top and a white skirt on.
Oh, that's a good look.
You were mad at the wrong color.
I had to go to juvie. My mom was so mad at me. Oh my gosh.
My dad always said, if you screw up before you're 18.
Yeah. Expunged.
Screw up, yeah. That gets
wiped off.
No,
expunged.
Don't do it. After you're 18, you're in trouble.
It was bad. It was bad.
Another one from the text. JC should give up the mini blazer for Lent.
He doesn't really have a lot of occasions to wear it anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
I wear it at home.
Only for special. Oh, really? Oh,
just
around
to make
the house?
Sure it still fits. So make sure it's still there. What?
Nothing.
I can't give up that.
No.
I'll do it if you give up shaving your head.
No. That ain't gonna happen.
And this one is a joke from the... Kelly said that she read that Starbucks was doing walk-up ashes.
I saw it on the news this morning, so I didn't get the full story.
So we read that priests are actually showing up outside of Starbucks. And this text from Kid Nation.
To do the Ash Wednesday.
To do the Ash Wednesday. Does that make the priest at Starbucks a parista?
Ha ha ha.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.